Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
All better audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
All Better Audio, in association with the 4077, presents Victoria, Empress of the Universe, Episode 6, And Death Shall Be Triumphant. Written and produced by Victor Aurelius.
She is dead.
Now I am ruler of Mars. Remove her body, but leave me her severed head. I will mount it prominently for all of Mars to behold.
A glorious victory, Admiral.
Hail Sakaar, ruler of Mars.
Thank you, my son. Captain Dukar.
Now that you are victorious, we must contact the Venusian High Council. They no doubt will promote you to...
Promote? I am ruler of an entire planet. Mars and all of its resources are mine. As soon as we assess our strengths, we will launch an assault on the Earth. Earth will be an easy conquest. Then Venus will have no other choice but to make me leader of this entire solar system.
Admiral, you're bleeding.
What? Oh, a lucky hit. She must have nicked me. It is nothing.
A victory toast.
Indeed. Human. Holmes, drink to my victory.
I must decline, Admiral. I cannot do that. I will not celebrate your murdering my friend.
I said drink. I need a royal food taster now that I am king.
If I must.
Now, you drink it as well, my son.
Yes, my king.
And now you, my beautiful wife.
Yes, my king. Here, my king, it is safe for you to drink now.
I have my own refreshment, my dear. I saved this for just this occasion. From now on, I will drink only that which I have personally inspected. Holmes, I know of your Earth history. Poisonings are a very common occurrence, are they not?
There are many power-hungry rulers who have fallen victim. Yes. May I go now, Your Majesty? I and my friends would like to pay our respects before the Queen is taken to the crypt of Ka-Agru.
You may. She died honorably. I will allow her former subjects to mourn her properly before my coronation in 3 days.
Oh, that is quite generous of you, Your Majesty.
Be gone, human. All of you humans and Martians, be gone. I have much work to do.
can't believe that the Queen's dead. What do you think will happen to us? And to the Britannia?
Those weapons we secretly wear are our only form of protection. I do not believe that this new king will allow us to return to Earth. He spoke of conquering Earth and then his own world.
This Venusian tyrant is power mad. We need to get to Britannia, make our escape. Maybe Queen Victoria can prepare for an assault, if given advance warning.
Yes, if she and the other leaders of Earth were to join together...
We don't have much time. These Venusians may have already secured the Martian army and their ships.
Palace security is probably watching. These Venusian devils are thorough that way. Gentlemen, we need to talk.
Indeed. Prince Victor told me where he was before he appeared in the Tower of Tyros.
We cannot talk here. Follow me. I know of a secure location where we can plan our next move.
We need to get to the Britannia without being spotted.
But how can we do that? With only a few hundred soldiers, these Venusians have managed to infiltrate every facet of palace security in a matter of minutes.
What about the original palace soldiers?
They were killed or imprisoned. Their weapons are stored in the palace armory. The palace's android staff were given commands to be loyal to the new king.
What about you, Clancy? Why are you unaffected?
I was decommissioned many years ago. I do not receive my orders from the palace computers.
Then perhaps we have a way to infiltrate the computers. Clancy will be viewed as just another palace robot, and ignored.
I also managed to find G7B in the Queen's quarters, and moved her to a safe location. She was damaged, and has not been given her new loyalty orders yet. If I can restore her systems and block any updates, you will have two of us on your side.
Aye. Two robots should be able to reprogram enough cameras to allow us to get to the Britannia. We should be able to contact Earth and, God willing, we can all escape.
They can't have enough soldiers to secure the Martian Palace and launch a large ship to go after the Britannia.
The Bavasso are loyal to our cause, but Dokel is being held captive in the palace prison.
We need to free Dokel so that he can gather his forces. We need all the help we can muster.
They have several ships on Phobos. If we can get a message to them, at least we may have a chance of victory.
We have a lot of work to do, gentlemen.
Aye, Mr. Holmes. The Martian technicians have almost completed their work on the Britannia. So York and I will get her ready to launch. Fox and Booth, you have your orders.
Aye, Captain.
Aye, sir.
Clancy, you repair G7B. Make sure none of us are seen.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can help Dokel to escape.
We must all succeed if we're ever to see Queen Country on Earth again. Move out, gentlemen.
Dr. Heath, may I speak to you privately?
Of course.
I have kept my promise to keep your identity a secret. No one will ever know that you are Tyros. But why can't you simply use your abilities and...
I cannot do that. Even though I have the power to do many miraculous things... I cannot use my abilities to change the course of history.
You levitated us and shielded us from the Venusian weapons. Was that not interfering?
You were not meant to die at the Admiral's hand. None of you were. I have preserved what was supposed to happen. Your future is written. Your destiny set.
I think I understand.
Dokel is my representative on Mars. His destiny is written as well. I must allow him to follow the path fate has in store for him.
Then, do we have a chance? Is Mars doomed? Will this new king succeed?
That, Victor, has not been written yet. There are many variables. I cannot see the others' futures. Just know that you have a glorious destiny. That you will be instrumental in future events. Be comforted by that. I must go now. I wish I could tell him that his life, this whole timeline, was never meant to be. That this universe is
far different from what was planned, and that it was irreversibly altered by my interference.
I love the human race too much to have seen its end as it was originally written. I hope I did not make a mistake. Even with what I have done, there are so many events that must occur unaltered.
And I'll remove your command circuit. Oh, and this needs repair. That looks good now. And she won't be needing that anymore. I think I'm done.
I have been damaged. What happened? You're a robot second class domestic unit too. Am I correct?
Well, yes, and no. I would prefer to be called Clancy. It is the name the Lord gave to me.
Lord Parrington? Yes, I remember. I will call you Clancy, if you prefer.
Thank you, G7B.
Clancy? What happened? Where's the Queen?
The Venusians took over the palace. You were damaged in an explosion. And the Queen... She was killed by their leader. He is the King now.
Oh...
I repaired your circuits, and I also...
What is going on here? This area is off limits to non-essential servants.
Well, I...
Clancy? What just happened? I shot the...
I added a small but powerful energy weapon to your equipment.
But we cannot harm life forms. It is against our programming.
Well, this is war. You and I are the only robots who have not been reprogrammed to be loyal to the Venusians. I also modified your circuitry that prohibits harming others. You are still unable to harm humans and Martian races, though.
I don't know how I feel. This is all very new to me. But when I saw that soldier, and I knew that his kind killed my queen, I simply reacted.
It's war, G7B. We need to save Mars. We need to reprogram all the visual security cameras to ignore the Britannia crew working in the palace. Come with me. We have a lot of work to do.
Fox, I'll help you with your helmet. There you go.
Oh, there's certainly a lot of readouts. There's a ton of information being shown to me. Here, let's get your helmet on, Booth.
You're bloody right, this is amazing.
I'm gonna activate the suit stealth mode. Wait, tell me what you see. Even with all these sensors, I can't see you. There's no heat readings, no movement, no sound, nothing.
As long as neither of us speak, we should be able to sneak right up to the King.
He's bound to be surrounded by others. We can't even use our weapons without being seen.
I know that. We've got one chance, Fox. I don't expect that we'll come out of this alive.
Then we'll have to make sure we're successful.
The Captain, Mars, and Earth are all depending on us. Let's go.
Right behind you.
Wait a tick. We can do personal internal communications.
Oh, I see it. Activating now.
I'll bet they commandeered the Queen's chambers.
We're so quiet moving down this corridor. No footsteps.
Two guards approaching.
The Queen's chambers up ahead.
Aye, but how do we get inside?
We can't simply open the door.
We'll need to...
Move now. Order of the King, or I'll be happy to exact his penalty.
As I told you, I know nothing about Venusian anatomy.
It's Dr. Heath. What's he doing here?
They were supposed to rescue Dokel, the bird leader.
Our plan is falling apart.
Stay close to the doctor. We'll follow him inside.
That was easy.
Shh!
So you are the doctor from Earth?
Yes. I am familiar with both human and Martian anatomy.
Bring him closer. What a puny specimen.
I am a doctor. Physical strength is not necessary. My skills are
My father is ill. You will make him well.
I'll see what I can do. I assure you, Major, this is a medical device.
I see.
Proceed, Doctor.
What does your device say?
If I read this correctly, it seems you have contracted a poison.
Nonsense. I cannot be poisoned. Venusians breathe toxins from the day we are hatched.
These readings do not lie.
That cut! The Queen!
Ah, that would explain everything. Martian swords are coated with jarak essence. But that would merely render the opponent weak, assuring victory. It cannot kill.
Jarak essence, you say? You will administer the cure now.
It is not a deadly substance unless taken in large quantities. There is no cure. It must be deadly to Venusians.
I see, Doctor. Well, thank you for your time. You may leave us now.
I'm very sorry, but there is nothing I can do.
Now's our chance.
Surrender in the name of Queen Victoria.
What is this?
Earthers in self-armor.
Fools.
Put your hands up. You are our prisoners.
You will dismantle control of the palace.
Take this. My rifle won't fire. What happened?
No weapons will fire in my presence unless I command it. I trust no one.
Damn you!
Escapes!
Oh, no matter. No matter. If they try to leave this planet, they will fail. Alert my ground forces to converge on the Britannia. I will make sure they never leave Mars.
I like these newfangled guns.
I am so happy that you are pleased, Mr. Bush.
Is there a way I can get a crate of these to take back to Earth with me?
Mr. Bush, we were told to supply you Earthers with anything you desire. We are allies working against a common enemy.
You Martian folk are sure friendly.
The Britannia has been completely redesigned and upgraded. We've strengthened her defenses, and her weapons are much more efficient. The power source is new as well.
She looks the same outside. A new power source?
Indeed. Helium-3, harvested from Saturn's atmosphere. A small amount is extremely powerful. The Britannia will be unstoppable if you manage to get off Mars.
These Venus soldiers sure can put up a fight. The crew better get here soon so we can get on board. Unstoppable, you say?
Oh, yes. Nothing on your Earth can compare to it. Yet. And the technology is easily duplicated with materials found on your planet as well. Once you know how, you would need to harvest Helium-3 for yourselves, because it is not found on Earth. Your moon has an abundance of it.
Tell me, is gold valuable here on Mars?
It is extremely rare. We use it for our technology. It is much more valuable here than it is on Earth.
Well, that's fine. What do I call you, my friend?
Oh, Mr. Bush, I go by so many names. But you can call me Clancy.
Let's have us a little chat, Clancy. I want to make you a business proposal. I have some business associates on Earth who are very interested in trying to work on...
This reminds me of Afghanistan. The battle stories I could tell you.
Another time, my dear Watson. We must get to the Britannia. Fine. Lord Paddington, get to your feet, man.
Gentlemen, I seem to be wounded. Oh, dear.
Let me see. A piece of rock is lodged dangerously close to your femoral artery. I dare not remove it without proper equipment.
We will need to carry you, my lord. The Britannia is only a mile away.
Dr. Heath will be able to attend to you in the ship's medical facility.
I don't feel any pain.
It will hurt soon, my lord. You are in shock.
My lord, it is best to keep your mind occupied.
I miss Clancy. Either of them. The human Clancy was always by my side. I remember a time at the Prussian consulate. I had accidentally reached for the wrong fork. Oh, I could tell you stories, Dr. Watson.
We're quite lucky, my god. I hope that the others were equally as blessed.
Since the Venusians were all too surrounded by Britannia, releasing the Martian palace soldiers was quite simple. They were unguarded.
I do hope that Dr. Heath was successful in rescuing Dokel. We need... Look out, my crop!
Oh. I am uninjured, Your Majesty.
Take my hand. I can see the Britannia up ahead. I suppose that I must get accustomed to royal life once again.
Not necessary, my boy. Your mother was quite impressed with your skills. I will talk with her. I am positive that we will have many more adventures together.
I truly hope so.
Just a few feet. We're nearly on board.
Luckily, you are rather light, my lord.
Get me to Dr. Heath. I can't bear the pain.
We've got to get him to the medical facility. He's losing blood too quickly.
The Britannia. It looks the same outside, but the inside is completely different.
I say, where is the medical facility, my good fellow?
Straight ahead, gentlemen. Let me help you.
This is the medical facility. It looks more advanced than the one in Buckingham Palace.
The Martians upgraded everything on board. The new engines are nearly ready for launch.
New engines?
Holmes, we need to act fast to save this man's leg.
Dr. Heath hasn't arrived yet.
I know nothing of this equipment. Who is going to help Lord Parrington?
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
A hologram of Dr. Heath.
This man's leg.
Place it on the examination table. I will supervise the procedure.
Oh my! Look at the speed! The precision! The facility has stopped the bleeding, removed the stone, and now it is sealing the wound.
Amazing!
Your friend will be fine. I would like to keep him here for observation.
Indeed.
With advancements like that, you will have plenty of time to devote to criminal investigation, my good doctor.
Oh, advancements. Oh, wrong. traitor, sir.
We're almost ready to launch, Captain. As soon as we have everybody on board.
There you are, Lieutenant Booth. Get to your station. As soon as Lieutenant Fox arrives, we can hear of your heroic...
Lieutenant Fox? He's dead. So is Dr. Heath.
What? Did you carry out your mission? Is the Admiral, the King, dead?
We failed. But the Admiral is dying. He was poisoned by the Queen's blade.
Well, at least you're alive, lad. We can mourn later. Commander York, you will need to take Fox's position at navigation control. Booth, you're on weapons as usual.
These controls... I
know, lad. Those Martian technicians allowed us to simulate operations.
But the real thing is... I'll do my best, Captain.
That's a good lad.
Captain Bowman, Dr. Watson and I are at your disposal. Is there anything we can do to help?
Hi, Mr. Holmes. I'm sure you're clever enough to work the communications console.
I'll see what I can do.
Try to contact her. Let them know we're coming home.
Aye, Captain.
I'll stand here, I suppose.
No, Dr. Watson. Sit here. When I tell you, press that control.
That one?
Aye.
Take those crates to my quarters and be careful.
I will miss you, G7B. Now I must go find the Lord.
I will miss you too, Clancy.
Another Clancy? It must be a common name here on Mars.
Perhaps we can communicate with each other.
That would be enjoyable. Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye! Bye! I think I have a girlfriend. Woohoo! Do long-distance relationships work? I don't know. I don't care. I'm in love!
Those enemy soldiers are approaching, gentlemen. Let's see if we can't deter their progress.
Everyone is on board the Britannia, Captain.
Lock her up tight. And Dr. Watson, press the button.
Aye, Captain. I pressed it. What did it do?
We are now encased in an invisible shield that repels weapons fire. You've allowed us to take off without any resistance.
Oh my.
It's time to get the Britannia off Mars. Unlock moorings.
Moorings unlocked.
Shields at full capacity.
Yes, Captain. 100%.
Weapons charged?
Aye, sir.
Then take off.
Leave my planet as easily as that, Captain Bowman.
20 Martian fighter craft are approaching, Captain.
So, you've commandeered Martian ships.
Oh, that is not all.
3 Venusian destroyers are entering the atmosphere.
3?
I called for reinforcements. If I am to die on Mars, I demand that all of you join me.
Do we have a chance against those destroyers?
I highly doubt it, Captain. The fighters will be easy, but when those destroyers arrive, we haven't a chance in hell.
One thing at a time. Eliminate those fighters, then we can try to get past those destroyers.
Aye, Captain. Dr. Watson, man the secondary gun chair.
Yes, of course.
Excellent work. Can we jump from Mars to Earth now?
Not while we're in Mars's gravitational pull.
Well, then we'll go out fighting, ready to break orbit, train all weapons forward, and...
There's a communication coming from Queen Sinead.
The Queen? I thought she... Put it on the screen.
Gentlemen, you will need to go back to Earth. Thank you for all you've done. We have things under control here. Be safe. Leave now.
Captain, long-range scans show one of the destroyers exploding.
Let me see. Aye, a second one just blew up, but how?
The Bafosu. They had several destroyers hidden inside of Phobos, which is apparently hollow. Now I am getting signals from four Martian battleships. They have just jumped here from deep space, and they are blocking the remaining Venusian destroyer. They are signaling that we are free to leave Mars.
Our work here is done, gentlemen. Let's go home.
It was quite a sight to behold. Free from Mars and returning to Earth. The remaining Venusian ship gathered all of the invaders and took them back to Venus. The Admiral had finally succumbed to the poison and died. Queen Zinaia, being of royal Martian blood and having two heads because of it, survived with her remaining head. She managed to rally the Martian ships patrolling Jupiter and Saturn. The bird people under the command of their leader worked together secretly with the Martian Queen and allowed us to get away safely. We are gathered at Buckingham Palace to witness the Queen bestowing awards and medals for our bravery and heroics, and to honor our fallen friends. Lord Perrington and his wife are reunited and will be the Queen's ambassadors to the Red Planet. Even the robot Clancy was given the Victoria Cross and was knighted for his protection of Lord Perrington and his safe return. He will return to Mars with Lord and Lady Perrington. But even though we had accomplished our mission and were celebrating our successes, fate had another plan for Earth the very next day.
Gentlemen, thank you for arriving quickly. What I am about to show you is shocking. Play the recording. The Great Pyramid of Giza 2 hours ago. That was the Eiffel Tower 1 hour ago.
How did it happen, Your Majesty?
All originated from the moon, a powerful beam of concentrated light. A radical American group led by Leader X took responsibility for the attacks.
Have they given any reasons or demanded payment?
The only message they sent was that London would be next. We have evacuated Parliament and the House of Commons.
Might they strike here, Your Majesty? No, dear mother. Each attack has been a show of strength, and not one of political vengeance. A third and final attack will strike at any moment.
What are we to do?
There is nothing to do. We must merely wait until the...
The plan has been obliterated. There will be one more target.
Oh, that fiend! Those Americans!
They are not to blame, Watson. This is the work of a fanatical terrorist organization. He will strike in the United States next. Probably me with Grave, perhaps. But I think that this Leader X has his own agenda. A second American Civil War and a bid at global domination.
You gentlemen have much work to do. And Prince Victor?
Yes, Your Majesty?
You shall remain in Mycroft's charge. I see great potential in you, my son.
Thank you, Mother.
Poor push, Your Majesty. The baby is beautiful. But I believe it is half male and half female and not entirely Martian.
The father does not know. A final kiss is all it took to exchange the DNA. I will name the child Shazirna. Our child will become the most powerful leader. Mars, with the Earth's help, will protect the system.
Victoria, Empress of the Universe, Episode 6, the Season 1 Finale, And Death Shall Be Triumphant, was written, directed, and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were Victor Aurelius as Admiral Shakar, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Major Luce, Ellie Hirschman as the Venusian Captain, Jeff Niles as Sherlock Holmes, Ellie Hirschman as Dr. John Watson, Joel Nesbitt as Captain Marcus Bowman, Brian Reed as Prince Victor Edward Albert, Jeff Niles as Mycroft Holmes, Michael Breckenridge as Commander York, Peter Himesoth as Lord Perrington, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Clancy the Robot, Alex Gilmore as Dr. Neville Heath, Matt Weller as Lieutenant Booth, Victor Aurelius as Lieutenant Fox, Chris Scott Marcellus as the voice of Tyros, Rachel Rumler as G7B, Keith Donovan as the Venusian Soldiers, Jeff Niles as Horace Bush, David Schutz II as the Martian Technician, Ted Wenskis as the ship's crewman, Lisa Diacross as Queen Zynaea, Kay Wu as Queen Victoria, Jeff Niles as Leader X, Joel Nesbitt as the interviewer, and Dan Jerix as Sir John. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077th and All Better Audio 2015.
Sir John!
Roger Smith, Colonial News, New York. Sir John Lennon, it must be exciting that you were awarded the Queen's Lifetime Achievement Award on your 65th birthday.
I'm very proud to announce that I've been holo-chatting with the band about us going back to Mars and playing a gig for the royal wedding. I can't believe that old rockers like us are still in demand for events like this. We're hoping that the Stones will join us too.
Sir John, it is always a pleasure. This has been Derek Burns for the Intergalactic Victorian News on this Saturday, the 9th of October, 2004, London, Earth. And next up, sport and the semi-finals of the Colonial Soccer League in Chicago, where the world-ranked champions...
This is all wrong. This is not how time was supposed to unfold.
The first plane crashed into the North Tower of the Trade Center at around 8:50 this morning. Witnesses said this first
plane... The Press Association in Britain, citing unnamed British sources, has reported that Diana, Princess of Wales, has died. This is not yet...
Read my lips. No new taxes.
President-elect Reagan was in New York City today. He said John Lennon's murder was a great tragedy, that an answer to crime in the streets must be...
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Whatever the cost may be, we shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields.
Night, ladies and gentlemen, the smoke and the flames now, and the flames rising to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the passengers speeding around it.
Perhaps this world is preferable to the one that should have been. I don't know. So many lives were saved. But then, to have it all end abruptly just 20 years later... Earth becoming uninhabitable. In this timeline, mankind is spread out among the stars. Maybe I should have never interfered. This is all my doing.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4777, making audio sound all better.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.